ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. We have started our discussion of the minor signs of the hour, or أشراط الساعة الصغرى, and we have covered so far five of these signs, which are: number one, بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the sending or the appointment, the beginning of the message of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The second one is the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the third one, Fathu Bayt al-Maqdis, conquering Bayt al-Maqdis, and the fourth one that we discussed was Ta'un Amwas, the plague which took place at the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Sham, in a place in Sham called Amwas in Palestine. And number five, istifadatul ma'i wal istighna'u an as-sadaqah, that the wealth will become so plentiful that people will become needless of charity. And we said that all of these have already happened. All of these five signs happened shortly after the passing, or during the time of the Prophet, or shortly after him, except for the fifth one, which we said that some of it has happened and some of it will still happen in the future. Wallahu alam. So now we continue with our discussion. The next one is Zuhurul Fitan, which means the fitan will become widespread or apparent. And this also one of the things that started shortly after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will be discussing this items in most of the discussion. Actually, I don't think we'll be able to cover more than this one sign, minor sign of the hour, during all of our meeting today, and even maybe next time as well. So, ظهور الفتن, the appearance of fitan, turmoils, unrest, and major, main, great differences in the ummah. الفتن جمع فتنة, fitan plural of fitna, and fitna هي الابتلاء والامتحان والاختبار. It is the test, the test which is with hardship, ابتلاء والامتحان, like testing somebody to see how he will fare, والاختبار, same, all approximately the same meaning. ثم كثر استعمالها فيما أخرجه الاختبار للمكروه, and then it became more frequently used to indicate that which is tested, the tests which are with hateful things or displeasing things. ثم أطلقت على كل مكروه أو آيل إليه, and then it became something applicable to every hateful matter or something that leads to it. كالإثم والكفر والقتل والتحريق, like sinning, disbelief, killing, burning, massacres, etc., something like that, and so on of the hateful matters. He is bringing the explanation from Lisan al-Arab. وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن من أشراط الساعة ظهور الفتن العظيمة التي يلتبس فيها الحق بالباطل. He صلى الله عليه وسلم has foretold us that of the signs of the hour is that the fitan, the great fitan, the great hardships and turmoils will appear, in which the truth will be mixed with the falsehood. فتزلزل الإيمان, so that it will shake the belief of people. حتى يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا, until a person would be a believer in the morning and a disbeliever in the evening. ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا, or he would be a believer in the evening and wake up or be in the morning and the following morning a kafir. كلما ظهرت فتنة, whenever one of these fitan or trials come up. The punctuation here is a little off. كلما ظهرت فتنة قال المؤمن هذه مهلكتي. Whenever a fitna appears, needed a pencil if anybody has a pencil. Whenever a fitna appears, the believer says, this is my destruction. This will cause my destruction. ثم تنكشف. Then it goes off or it is levated. ويظهر غيرها. And another one comes. فيقول هذه. And he thinks, the believer will think that this is the end for him and this is the end for him. ولا تزال الفتن تظهر في الناس إلى أن تقوم الساعة. And these turmoils will continue to appear among people until the hour comes. In the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن بين يدي الساعة فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم. Before the hour, between here and the hour, the doom's hour, there will be fitan, trials, كقطع الليل المظلم, like the pieces of dark night. يصبح الرجل فيها مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا. A man would be in them in the morning a believer and in the evening a kafir. ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. And he will be in the evening a believer and in the morning a kafir, a disbeliever. القاعد فيها خير من القائم. The one who is sitting during these turmoils is better than the one who is standing. Standing means, you know, he is doing more in it, you know. He's taking more part in this fitna. When a person sits down, then he has less part in it. So the sitting person is better than the one who is standing. وَالْقَائِمُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمَاشِ. And the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking with the fitna. والماشي فيها خير من السعي. And the one who is walking is better than the one who is running. فكسروا قسيكم. So when such fitan happen, break your قسي, which means your arches with which you, or your bows with which you fight or you throw your arrows. وقطعوا أوتاركم. And break your cords, the cords for these arches. وَضْرِبُوا بِسُيُوفِكُمُ الْحِجَارَةِ. And hit your swords against rocks, which means break your swords as well. فَإِنْ دُخِلَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَكُنْ كَخَيْرِ بْنَيْ آدَمَ. And if any of you is attacked during this kind of fitna, let him be like the better of the two sons of Adam. You know the two sons of Adam, the story of them in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. The two sons of Adam, when they offered an offering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was accepted from one of them and rejected from the other. So the worst of the two said, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I am going to kill you because Allah accepted from you, he did not accept from me. He said, Allah accepts from those who have taqwa. Allah only accepted from me maybe because he knows that I have taqwa. And then he told him, لَا إِن بَصَدْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاصِتٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. If you extend your hand to me to kill me, I will not extend my hand back to try to kill you. مَا أَنَا بِبَاصِتٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. So this is the better of the two. He refused to participate, to be part in the fitna between him and his brother, even if he had to wait and watch him plot for him and kill him. So he said, the Prophet is saying that when such fitan, such dark fitan, dark turmoil, where you cannot tell what is right, what is wrong, when it is like you are walking in the deep depth of the night, when you find that people in the morning they are believers, in the evening disbeliever, and vice versa, then in these situations, do not be involved in these fitan. If you are sitting, it's better than to be standing. To be standing is still better than to be walking, and to be walking is better than to be running, and to be uh, and and one should break and destroy all his weapons, all his swords in these situations. So, فَلْيَكُنْ خَيْرَ ابْنَيْ آدَمْ. So let him in this case be the better, like the better of the two sons of Adam. إِذَا دُخِلَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ. If they are attacked, if people will come into them and try to kill them. This is recorded by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakim in Al-Mustadrak. And Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, also has a similar hadith from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. This first part is the same as the one we just read, except for the very first part of it, which says بادروا بالأعمال, which means do immediately the deeds, or as soon as possible, do not delay doing good before the fitan come, which are as dark as the pieces of dark night, in which the man will be a believer in the morning, a disbeliever in the evening, and vice versa. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. This is also not in the other hadith. It says, he sells his deen for a passing possession of the life. بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, استيقظَ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة فزعة يقول سبحان الله ما أنزل الله من الخزائن وماذا أنزل من الفتن من يوقظ صواحب الحجرات يريد أزواجه لكي يصلين رب كاسية في الدنيا عارية في الآخرة. He was one night, he woke up one night and he was فزع, which means it's not exactly scared, but it is like he was alarmed. He woke up alarmed and he was saying, Subhanallah, what Allah has sent down from the khazain, from the the safes that he has, place where he has in store whatever he wills. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. And what he also has sent down to the earth, that is, from fitan, from trials. مَنْ يُقِذُ صَوَاحِبَ الْحُجُرَاتِ. Who will go and wake up my wives, صَوَاحِبَ الْحُجُرَاتِ, the women who are in the rooms of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, where his wives lived around the masjid. لِكَيْ يُصَلِّينَ, so that they would pray at night, which means to make tabarra, to make, long, submissive prayer to Allah Azza wa Jal, because of what he was reminded of or told about of the great fitan that Allah is sending down among the people. And then he said, there might be a woman who is kasiyatin fi dunya, covered in this life, naked in the hereafter. This is recorded by Bukhari rahimahullah, under the chapter Kitab al-Fitan, Bab la ya'ti zaman illa walladhi ba'dahu sharrun min. The chapter which is headed by the hadith that there will be no time, but the time after it will be worse. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال نادى منادي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة جامعة. عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص, he is a صحابي, son of a صحابي رضي الله عنهما. Abdullah ibn Amr was a young man when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, very young, but at the same time he was one of the mujtahideen, those who strive to make ibadah to an extent that we cannot expect it in our time from the old people. And he was in his teens, and when his father gave him a wife to marry, and he, instead of marrying the wife, he was probably, Allahu A'lam, I don't remember now, 15, 16, 17, something like that. He would not approach her, rather he wanted to spend the time in praying at night and in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded him that he should live as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving time for every aspect of the life. So sometimes with the wife, sometimes for sleep, and sometimes fasting on some days and breaking the fast on other days, and so on. But he was very enthusiastic to make as much ibadah as possible, to read as much Quran per night as possible, to pray long prayer, and so on. So anyways, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent someone to summon people, or to announce among people, as-salatu jamia. فَاجْتَمَعْنَا إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. So people gathered and came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌّ قَبْلِ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَدُلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَى خَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. There was no prophet before me, but it was a right upon him, an obligation on him, to guide his ummah to that, to the best of what he knows for them. وَيُنْذِرَهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. And to warn them from the worst that he knows for them, or to warn them from the bad, evil things that could happen to them. وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. And as for your ummah, this ummah of yours, the Muslim ummah, its afiyah, its well-being, has been made by Allah Azza wa Jal, that is, in the beginning of its time. وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرُهَا بَلَاءٌ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And the end, at the later times of it, there will happen to it, it will be hit by bala, trials, and أُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا, and matters that you will dislike or hate. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةِ. And the fitna will come, the turmoil will come. And here fitna, even though it is given in singular, but it means plural, which means there will be fitna after fitna. So he says, وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةِ فَيُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. So it will make itself, which means the fitna after the fitna will make each other appear thin. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةِ, which means, you know, every fitna will come, the person will look at the previous fitna and he will say, that was nothing in comparison with what is happening to us now. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةِ, and then another fitna will come. فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ هَذِهِ هَذِهِ. So the believer will say, this is it, this is it, which means this is the one which will take me, which will end my life, which will relieve me from this life. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ يُدْخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. So anyone who loves to be moved off from the fire and enter or let into Jannah, let his death come to him while he believes in Allah and the last day. Recorded by Muslim rahimahullah. The ahadith of fitan are very numerous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned his ummah from al-fitan, and he has commanded us to seek refuge from them. And he told, as you heard, just heard, that the later part of this ummah will be hit with great disasters and great turmoils, and there is no protection from them except believing in Allah and the last day and adhering to the jama'ah of Muslims. And this is Ahlus Sunnah, even if they are few in number. And also to stay away from the fitan as much as one can, of course, because sometimes it becomes impossible to totally avoid them, but at least not to take an active part in them, as you heard in the hadith, that the sitting is better than the standing, and the standing is better than the walking, and so on. وَالْتِعَادُ عَلْ الْفِتَنَ وَالْتَعَوُذْ مِنْهَا. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعَوَذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنِ. Seek refuge in Allah from the fitan, that which is apparent of them and that which is hidden. Recorded by Muslim from Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu. Now here he gives some examples of the fitan that appeared or appeared in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or shortly after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in his time. أكثر الفتن التي ظهرت في المسلمين كان منبعها من المشرق. That's number one, which is الفتن, ظهور الفتن من المشرق. That the fitan appear from the east. And you know that the east, relative to Arabia is Iraq and Persia and, you know, the other eastern countries or lands. So most of the fitan that appeared among the Muslims came from the east. من حيث يطلق قرن الشيطان, from where the horn of Satan appears. And this is in agreement with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold. In the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turn to the east and says, ألا إن الفتنة ها هنا, ألا إن الفتنة ها هنا من حيث يطلع قرن الشيطان. He said, indeed, fitna is here. Fitna is here, and he pointed to the where is northeast here? So to the east. He pointed to the east. Pointed to the east, and he said, fitna is here. Fitna is here. From where the horn of Satan comes out. Here in the commentary, he says, قرن الشيطان قوة الشيطان وأتباعه. قرن الشيطان means the power of Satan and his followers. أو أن للشمس قرن على الحقيقة. Or some say that means that the sun has a true horn. وقيل أن الشيطان يقرن رأسه بالشمس عند طلوعها ليقع سجود عبادتها له. And some others say that it is that Shaitan joins his head with the sun when it rises, so that those who make sujood for the sun will make sujood for him at the same time. No, it's just, you know, some guesses from this cause. Why Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from here appears the horn of Shaitan, when he pointed to the east or to the sun, which comes from the east.
Allah.
Allahu
Akbar. Why didn't they say that the shaitan
has one? Here? In the ulama, you mean? I don't know. And none of the sayings it says that the shaitan has one. They say, قُوَّةُ الشَّيْطَانِ وَأَتْبَعُهُ أَوْ أَنَّ لِلشَّمْسِ قَرْنًا عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ وَقِيلَ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَقْرُنُ رَأْسَهُ بِالشَّمْسِ. So whether he has two horns or not, I don't know.
قرنين
الشيطان,
صحيح.
So this doesn't mean it has two horns. صحيح, that hadith, تطلع وتغرو بين قرنين الشيطان. That's right. So the shaitan does have horns from that hadith, but how is that related to this? From where the horn of the shaitan comes? It is probably that, you know, the last saying that the shaitan puts himself at the place where the sun rises. Because also in the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ prohibited praying in those two times, when the sun rises and when the sun sets, because the sun sets between the horns of the shaitan, it rises between the horns of the shaitan. So the shaitan appears where the sun is rising or when it is setting. And this hadith is referring to its rising. So the shaitan definitely has his head there, or at least his horns there where the sun is rising, from the other hadith. Is that
right?
Yeah, we'll be mentioning it now, yani. Jazakallahu khair. Najd here, yani, it is Iraq, as in their time of usage, the usage of their time, when they said Najd, they used to refer to Iraq and not to Najd, which is known as Najd in this time. So the fitna is from where the horn of the shaitan appears. And in a report for Muslim, رأس الكفر منها هنا من حيث يطلع قرن الشيطان. The head of kufr is from here, from where the horn of shaitan comes. And he pointed to the east. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, اللهم بارك لنا في صاعنا ومدنا وبارك لنا في شامنا ويمننا. He made dua, O Allah, bless our صاع and mud, There are two measures of volume, sa and mud, in which they used to measure. A sa, well, mud, I believe, is that much amount. And mud is two of them, or some multiple of them. So, وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي شَامِنَا وَيَمِنَا, and bless for us our Sham and our Yemen. So, a man among the people said, O Prophet of Allah, يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهُ وَفِيَ إِرَاقِنَا, and what about our Iraq? So you are making dua to Allah to bless Sham and Yemen. He said, what about Iraq? He said, إِنَّ بِهَا قَرْنُ الشَّيْطَانِ وَتَهِيجُ الْفِتَنِ وَإِنَّ الْجَفَاءَ لِلْمَشْرِقِ. He said, in it is the thorn, the horn of Shaitan, and the fitan will start or will boil. وَإِنَّ الْجَفَاءَ لِلْمَشْرِقِ, and jafa or hardness is in the east, or will be in the east. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah said, وَأَوَّلِ الْفِتَنِ كَانَ مَنْبَعُهَا مِنْ قِبَلِ الْمَشْرِقِ فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ سَبَبًا لِلْفُرْقَةِ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَذَلِكَ مِمَّا يُحِبُّهُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَيَفْرَحُ بِهِ وَكَذَلِكَ الْبِدَعُ نَشَأَتْ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْجِهَةِ. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, in his commentary Fath al-Bari al-Bukhari, he said that the beginning of fitan came, or the fitan started from the east, and that was the reason for the division among the Muslims. And that's something, of course, that Shaitan loves and is pleased with, to see that the Muslims divided. And also the bid'ah, the innovations started from that direction. There will be examples. فَمِنَ الْعِرَاقِ ظَهَرَ الْخَوَارِجُ وَالشِّيَعَةُ وَالرَّوَافِضُ وَالْبَاطِنِيَّةُ. From Iraq appeared al-Khawarij, first of all, and then al-Shia wal-Rawafid, which are, you know, sometimes applied to the same group, and sometimes they differentiate between them, but in general they are have much in common. In that day, rejected the Sahaba, and they were made tashayya, or inclination, towards the family of Ali radiallahu anhu. Wal-Batiniyyah wal-Qadariyyah, and the Batiniyyah, which means the those who believe in some hidden things. Wal-Qadariyyah, wal-Jahmiyyah, wal-Mu'tazina. These, you know, to explain each one of them will take a while, and I'll just go over them quickly and see if there's chance to. But all of these are firaq, or parties that divided from Islam or split from Islam, and that had deviant beliefs, deviant innovations in their beliefs, and also that reflected in many times, very often, as a division among the Muslims, like in the case of the Khawarij, who have caused some fighting among the Muslims, or in the case also of Sabaiyya and Shia, who have stirred the fitna against Uthman radiallahu anhu. والمعتزلة وأكثر مقالات الكفر كان منشأها من المشرق. Most of the opinions or dogmas of kufr arose from the east, من جهة الفرس المجوس, from the Magian Furs or Persians. كالزرادشتية, how do you say it in English? Zoroastrians. والمانوية والمانوية والمزدكية والهندوسية, هندوسية means Hindus, والبوذية, Buddhism. The others are some other beliefs that were prevalent, or maybe they still are to some degree in those eastern lands. وأخيرا وليس آخرا القاديانية والبهائية إلى غير ذلك من المذاهب الهدامة. So and so on, of all these deviant beliefs that all appeared from the east. وأيضا فإن ظهور التتار في القرن السابع الهجري كان من المشرق. The Tatar or the Tartars came in the 7th century of Hijra from the east. وقد حدث على أيديهم من الدمار والقتل والشر العظيم ما هو مدون في كتب التاريخ. There was a lot of destruction that happened among the Muslims because of their attacks. وإلى اليوم لا يزال المشرق منبعا للفتن والشرور والبدع والخرافات والإلحاد. To this day, to this day, the east continues to be a source of fitan and evils and bid'ah and superstition and disbelief. فَالشُّيُعِيَّةُ الْمُلْحِدَةُ. Now this is the opinion of the author, or these are the words of the author. So الشيوعية الملحدة مركزها روسيا والصين الشيوعية وهما في المشرق. Russia and China, who are communist, are in the east. وسيكون ظهور الدجال ويأجوج ومأجوج ومأجوج من جهة المشرق. Also الدجال and يأجوج ومأجوج will appear from the east. Now here he gives a brief coverage of each one of the religions that appeared in the East that we mentioned a little earlier. But I think we'll skip over them because we know that there are so many religions and some of us are familiar with some of them. If there is interest, inshallah, we can discuss them at some other occasion, because there is much more important stuff that we need right now to go into, get into. ولا بد لي هنا من أن أنبه على أن بعض الفتن هي من أشراط الساعة التي نص عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say some of these fitan are of the signs of the hour that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned them specifically. كوقعة صفين وظهور الخوارج. Like the battle of صفين and the appearance of الخوارج. And so he will be discussing some of these great fitan in the following. The second one, so we said the first or number one or A of the fitan, we are still under number six of the minor signs of the hour, which is the appearance of fitan. And we said that this fitan A was that they will appear from the east, and we saw that many of them did appear from the east. B, the or B, مقتل عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. The assassination of Uthman bin Affan رضي الله عنه. This was one of the great fitan that befell the Muslim Ummah. So he says, لقد كان ظهور الفتن في عهد الصحابة رضي الله عنهم بعد مقتل أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. يعني ظهور الفتن كان بعد هذا. فإنه كان بابا مغلقا دون الفتن. Umar radiallahu anh was a closed door stopping the fitan, preventing the fitan from spreading. So, but when he died, then the great fitan started appearing. And the caller to the fitan, those who for whom the iman was not firm in their hearts, started taking their way and taking courage to speak out what they wanted to say. Especially those munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who used to expose to people goodness and hide evil and plotting against the deen. In the two sahihs in Bukhari and Muslim, that is from Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, أيكم يحفظ قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الفتنة. Which one amongst you remembers or knows the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regard to al-fitna? And he's talking about a specific fitna, it seems from the way he asked it. So Hudhayfa said, أَنَا أَحْفَظُ كَمَا قَالَ. I remember it as he said it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ هَاتِ. He said, let me give it to us or tell us. قَالَ هَاتِ إِنَّكَ لَجَرِيءٌ. You are indeed, you have courage to say such things, or to have the courage to stand out and say things that probably many of the Sahaba did not have the courage or the good memory to retain them and to speak them out. So he said, let us hear it. So he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ. He said the following, فتنة الرجل في أهله وماله وجاره تكفرها الصلاة والصدقة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. He said, the fitna, the trial of the man in his wealth, in his family, his wealth, his neighbors, which means if the man does something wrong, if he does not do act properly in his, with his wealth, with his family, with his neighbors, if he does wrong with them, this is a fitna. He is tested with his family, he is tested with his wealth, he is tested with his neighbors, and if he does not behave properly in these matters, with these matters, then this is a fitna for him. So what is, so he'll be committing sins by that. By that, what is the redemption of such a deviation or a mistake? So he says, تكفرها الصلاة والصدقة والأمر المعروف والنهي عن المنكر. This is redeemed, or it is made up for by prayer and sadaqah, charity, and commanding good and forbidding evil. So by these things, one would make up for whatever deficiency he has in dealing with those other matters. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, ليست هذه ولكن التي تموج كموج البحر. He said, I'm not referring to this fitna, I'm referring to the fitna which will be boiling like the boiling of the waves of the sea, or breaking like the waves of the sea, of the ocean. So he said, يا أمير المؤمنين لا بأس عليك منها إن بينك وبينها بابا مغلقا. He said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, don't worry about it, because there is between you and it, there is a closed door. So there is a closed door which will stop this fitna from happening. قَالَ يُفْتَحُ الْبَابُ أَوْ يُكْسَرُ. He said, will this door... So he, it seems that he knows, he has heard it, but he wants some confirmation from somebody else who heard the hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. He said, will this door be opened or will it be broken? He said no but it will be broken. قال لا بل يكسر. قال ذلك أحرى ألا يغلق. He said that makes it more likely that it will not be possible to close it again if it breaks, because if a door is open, you can close it back, so that's easy. But if a door breaks, that there is no way to close it again, you have to make a new door. قال قلنا علم الباب. قال نعم كما أن دون غد الليلة إني حدثته حديثا ليس بالأغاليط فهبنا أن نسأله وأمرنا مسروقا فسأله فقال من الباب. قال عمر. This is the Sahih al-Bukhari, in the two Sahihs as we said earlier. But this is the report of Al-Bukhari. So he said, he asked him, will the door be open or will it be broken? He said, no, it will be broken. He said, that makes it more likely that it will not be possible to close it again. So they asked him, قلنا علم الباب. Is the door known? Do you know what is this door that will be broken and then it will open the way for all the fitan? He said, yes, it is known, just like tomorrow comes after tonight. Yeah. I used to think that it is Alima, which means Omar. Didn't Omar know which is the door? But here it seems that they have made the tashkeel so that there is Dhamma. So maybe there is another report, Allahu A'lam, because that's how I used to know it, that they asked him, did he know who is the door? And he said, yes, Omar knew that it was referring to him, that he is the door that will be killed. And that is why Allahu A'lam in Bukhari, it is Kitab al-Manaqib, Bab al-Alamat al-Nubuwah, it is under the qualities of Omar. Inshallah, if you can review, inshallah. So they asked Masruq, who is one of the Tabi'een, to ask him, and asked him, what is this door? And he said, it is Omar. وكان ما أخبر به الصادق المصدوق. So it was as the truthful صلى الله عليه وسلم has told فقد قتل عمر. Umar was killed. وكسر الباب, and the door was broken. وظهرت الفتن, and the fitan appeared. ووقع البلاء, and the harm befell the ummah. فكان أول فتنة ظهرت هي قتل الخليفة الراشد ذي النورين عثمان بن عفان على يد طائفة من دعاة الشر. The first fitna that happened after that was the killing of Uthman, the righteous Khalifa, upon the hand of a number of evil people who got together against him from Iraq and Egypt and entered the Medina and killed him in his own house. And the Prophet ﷺ told Uthman radiallahu anhu that he will be hit by this harm, by this bala. ولهذا صبر ونهى الصحابة عن قتال الخارجين عليه. So he knew that this will happen to him. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he knew that this was going to happen and that people will kill him. And that is why he was patient. He did not want to stop those people who were attacking him. So that كي لا يراق دم من أجله رضي الله عنه, he did not want any other blood to be spilled for his sake رضي الله عنه. In the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه, he said خرج النبي إلى حائط من حوائط المدينة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went out to one of the gardens of المدينة, and this is the long hadith, and then in it it says فجاء عثمان. Uthman came to him. فقلت كما أنت حتى أستأذن لك. He had a servant, one of the Sahaba, who was waiting by the gate or by the entrance to where he was sitting. And Abu Bakr came and he said, may I come in and talk to the Prophet ﷺ? So he went and asked him, and then he said, okay, let him come. And then Umar, etc. And then Uthman came. So when Uthman came, he said, may I enter to see the Prophet ﷺ? So he said, wait, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, who was serving him at that time, he said, wait until I seek permission for you from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ مَعَهَا بَلَاءٌ يُصِيبُ. Let him come in and give him the tidings of Jannah, that he will enter Jannah, and that مَعَهَا بَلَاءٌ يُصِيبُ. With it, there will be a bala, a trial or a test, a hardship, a calamity that will happen to him. وخص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عثمان بذكر البلاء مع أن عمر قتل أيضا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Uthman will be the one who will be tested, even though Umar was killed as well. Both of them were assassinated, as we know. That's because Umar was not tested the way that Uthman was tested. In that the people who wanted to kill him, they came and surrounded his house and they wanted to overthrow him from being the Khalifa and the Imam because of what they related to him of evil and oppression and injustice and so on. Even after he refuted what they said and proved that it was wrong. After the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the Muslims were divided. Immediately after the killing of Uthman, the Muslims were divided into two groups. ووقع القتال بين الصحابة, and the fighting took place among the Sahaba. وانتشرت الفتن والأهواء, and the fitan and أهواء, the desires, became widespread. وكثر الاختلاف, and division became plentiful. وتشعبت الآراء, the opinions became also so differing. ودارت المعارك الطاحنة في عهد الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. The severe battles took place even at the time of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. وكان النبي يعلم ما سيقع من الفتن في زمنهم. So and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was told, that is, about the fitan that will happen at their time. فإنه أشرف على أطم من أطام المدينة, because he looked upon a rising place, like a small mountain or something, or a مرتفع, a raised land. He looked upon from a raised land in the Medina, and he said, هل ترون ما أرى? Do you see what I see? And the Sahaba said, no. He said, إِنِّي لَأَرَى الْفِتَنَ تَقَعُ خِلَالَ بِيُوتِكُمْ كَوَقْعِ الْقَطْرِ. He said, I see the fitan, the turmoils will fall through your houses, between your houses, like the rain. As the rain falls everywhere, that is how the fitan are going to fall everywhere. And you know, this did not take much time after his passing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was at the time, right after the time of Uthman, which means, what, 2 years for Umar, and two for Abu Bakr, eight for Umar, and 12 for Uthman, or vice versa. So the total was about 20 some years. So a little more than 20 years, the Sahaba were fighting against each other. قال النووي والتشبيه موقع القطر في الكثرة والعموم. Now he said that it is, he gives the example of qatr, of rain, because it spreads and it covers and it is plentiful, which means it will cover all people without being these fitan, without being distinctive for any particular group. And this refers to the battle that will take place among them, like the battle of Al-Jamal and Siffin and Al-Harra, and the killing of Uthman and Al-Husayn radiallahu anhuma, and other things, other fitan that took place. And all of this is a clear mu'jiza, a clear miracle for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he foretold about all of this. So this is the second thing that we mentioned. And the third thing that is mentioned here under the fitan is what we mentioned briefly, which is the battle, the fighting between the Sahaba, the battle of Al-Jamal, Mawqi'at Al-Jamal. من الفتن التي وقعت بعد قتل عثمان رضي الله عنهما وقع في معركة الجمل المشهورة بين علي رضي الله عنه. The battle that took place after the killing of Uthman رضي الله عنه, between, in the battle, the famous battle of Al-Jamal, the camel, that's what it's called, وقعت الجمل, or the battle of the camel, between علي رضي الله عنه on the one side and Aisha and Talha and Az-Zubayr رضي الله عنهم on the other side. And that was when Uthman was killed. The people went to Ali radiallahu anhu in Al-Madinah, and they said, "Ubsut yadaka nubayaka," extend your hand so that we'll give you bay'ah, which means we'll give you our oath of allegiance, that you are our khalifa. He said, "Qal hatta yatashawar an-nas," let's wait until the people, and nas, he means of course specific people, ahl al-hil wal-aqd, the people of knowledge, of, you know, weight in the community, let them meet and decide who would be the one to be put in charge of the Muslims. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لَإِنْ رَجَعَ النَّاسُ إِلَىٰ أَمْصَارِهِمْ بِقَتْلِ عُثْمَانِ لَمْ يَقُمْ بَعْدَهُ قَائِمٌ وَلَمْ يُؤْمَنُ الْإِخْتِلَافُ وَفَسَادُ الْأُمَّةِ. So you know what happened is, and it did not cover this, the how Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed. People fabricated lies against him, and they said that he is unjust, he is giving preference to his relatives, he is unfit for being Khalifa, he is such, he is such, he is such. And it was mostly started by, and this fire was, you know, nourished by some of the hypocrites, Saba'iyin, Abdullah bin Saba, and his people from Yemen, who were in Yemen and other places, Egypt and so on, who got around them some of the people who are new Muslims, or people who are weak in Iman, or who have no knowledge of Islam, and far away from the center of Khilafah, where the Muslims were mostly the knowledgeable Muslims were present. So they gathered themselves together and they moved into Medina to overthrow the Khalifa, Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Uthman, as you heard, he refused to stop them because he did not want to face the Muslims and kill some of them for his own sake. So he...
I read a hadith from the Prophet
ﷺ.
Before the Prophet ﷺ died, he talked to Uthman. And when they told him that we need to fight back, he says, I promised I won't. He promised the Prophet ﷺ that he won't fight whenever the trial comes.
Okay, probably he did, Allahu alam, but we know that he didn't. He was reluctant, totally reluctant from stopping them from killing him. So anyways, after his killing, there was a difference among people. So some of the people came to Ali radiallahu anhu, and they said, who was clearly the most worthy of being the Khalifa after Uthman radiallahu anhu. Yeah.
Is this like how Shiaism got started and stuff, like when they divided back then? Is that where they...
The seeds started around that time, but the true establishment of the Shiaism came along many years later. Until that time, there were people who preferred or who loved Ali because Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to قل أسألكم عليه أجر المودة في القربة, to be good to the relatives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم also asked us to be good to his family. But there was no Shiaism in the deviant belief or dogma that was established later on. It was mostly established in the time of the Abbasids in the
Abbasid
Khalifas, early on, at the time of the Al-Abbas and what's his name, the guy who wrote, the one who historically is considered to be the establisher of the Shia beliefs, and that is what's his name, the guy who most of historians say that he is actually the one who wrote Nahj al-Balagha,
Sharif
al-Radi. So that is one at the time that Shia was really established as a, but before that there were people who were inclined towards
how was it that Ali and Aisha,
that's what we are discussing now. So what happened is that people wanted to give bayah to Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali was in the beginning reluctant, and he said, let the people of Hil wal Aqd, that is, meet together and decide whom they want to appoint as the Khalifa after Uthman radiallahu anhu, because that's how it happened before him in the time of Umar, and rather at the time of Abu Bakr to some degree, and in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. So he said, let the people decide. So those other people said, no, if we let the people who came here and who witnessed the killing of Uthman go back to their countries, and they say that we left Al-Madinah, we left the capital of the Muslim nation without a leader, without a ruler, they will say that everything is chaos. So they will try to split here and there and so on, so it will cause more harm. So they insisted on him to accept the Khilafah. فَأَلَحُوا عَلَىٰ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فِي قَبُولِ الْبَيْعَةِ. So they insisted on Ali to accept the bayah, and he accepted it, fearing for the ummah that if he did not, he was convinced that he should accept it. فَبَيَعُوا, and they gave him bayah. And among those who gave him bayah were Talha and Az-Zubayr رضي الله عنهما. And then they went to Mecca for Umrah. When they went to Mecca, they were met by Aisha رضي الله عنها. And after some discussion between her and them, in regard to the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu, they together went to Al-Busra, and they asked Ali radiallahu anhu to deliver to them the killers of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And this is discussed, and the best place probably to read about this is in the book Al-Awasim Min Al-Qawasim by Abu Bakr Ibn Arabi rahimahullah. He says in his book that they went to Busra, إِنَّمَا كَانَ لِلصُّلْحِ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said the reason that they went there is so that they would be able to, they were trying to bring together the Muslims, reduce the division among Muslims. And this is the only correct news, and there is no other correct thing in this regard, he says. So they went to Busra and Talabu, and they requested from Ali to deliver to them the killers of Uthman. He did not respond to them because كان ينتظر من أولياء عثمان أن يتحاكموا إليه. He was waiting for those who were in charge of the awliya, or the people who were in charge of the inheritance of Uthman radiallahu anhu, or of his family and so on, to come and to arbitrate before him. And then فإذا ثبت على أحد بعينه أنه ممن قتل عثمان اقتص منه. And then if he found that someone specifically is among the killers of Uthman radiallahu anhu, he would punish him, he would kill him or whatever. فاختلفوا بسبب ذلك. So they differed. They differed with Ali. That is those in Busra, Aisha radiallahu anha and Talha and Zubair, differed with Ali radiallahu anhu. وخشي من نسب إليهم القتل وهم الخارجون على عثمان أن يصطلحوا على قتلهم فأنشبوا الحرب بين الطائفتين. And those who were really the involved ones in the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu, they, of course, you know, as you would expect, they love now that these two parties will continue to be differing, because otherwise if they come together they will kill them, they will catch them and kill them. So they tried their best to increase the difference and not to reach any kind of settlement. And the Prophet ﷺ told Ali that there will be some difference or some fighting or some something that will happen between him and Aisha. In the hadith of Abu Rafi'a radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali radiallahu anhu, إِنَّهُ سَيَكُونُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ Aisha أَمْرٌ. He said, there will be something that will take place between you and Aisha, which means some difference, fighting or whatever. قَالَ أَنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, I, or Allah's Messenger, that will happen between me and Aisha? He said, yes. He said, فَأَنَا أَشْقَاهُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, then I am the worst of people if this happens, Allah's Messenger. قال, لَا وَلَكِنْ إِذَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فَرْدُدْهَا إِلَى مَأْمَنِهَا. He said, no, which means you will not be the mistaken or the worst in position or in understanding at that time, but when this happens, he said, send her back to a safe place. Send her back to a safe place. So inshallah we will discuss a little more, because there is still some discussion regarding this fighting of the battle of Al-Jamal. So inshallah we will discuss it, that and the fighting between Ali and Muawiyah radiallahu anhuma also next time. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.